RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, from traveling through the air to throwing a baseball through the air, folks, that's the transition that we're going to make for today's personal connection. But first, we're sponsored by ChefIQ.com.
We all love enjoying restaurant-quality meals when we travel, so let's make whatever you're cooking or barbecuing at home championship quality that's going to get you on the Food Network. Join us and use the new Chef IQ Sense. This is a cooking sensor. It's kind of like a meat thermometer, but it's wireless and it's a lot smarter. All you do is enter whatever you're cooking into the Chef IQ Sense app. You choose precisely how you want it cooked, whether you want it well done, medium, medium rare, rare, and then Chef IQ Sense continuously monitors and precisely predicts when it's done, sending an alert to your smartphone that you are ready to eat.
You know, this is a great product for Labor Day that's ahead. Again, it's the world's smartest, most simple to use wireless cooking sensor. As a listener of our show, you can take advantage of the special flash sale going on. Save 15% off today at ChefIQ.com. That's ChefIQ.com. Use promo code CARY, C-A-R-E-Y, or just find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
If you're a fan of Major League Baseball's Chicago White Sox or Chicago Cubs, our New York Yankees, or the Seattle Mariners, Steve Trout should have some meaning for you. His career as a Major League pitcher spanned the years of 1978 to 89, and he won 88 big league games across those four teams I just mentioned, with the majority of his playing years happening in his hometown of Chicago. Steve also has a passion for travel. He's created something to help make your travels a little more comfortable. He's here now for today's personal connection on the show hotline.
Steve, well, it is very nice to have you here this morning on America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you. Believe me, it's so nice to be part of this.
Well, appreciate your time for sure. So, listen, as Mary suggested, there's no question most baseball fans know you from your playing days with probably mostly with the Chicago White Sox and the Chicago Cubs. Personally, I've always been a diehard New York Yankees fan. I was actually a sophomore in high school when you were traded to my team, and I recall that because I had always been following Bob Tewksbury as he climbed through the Yankees minor league system, and he had had a really good year the year prior for the team before being traded for you to the Cubs. So, listen, as a Chicago guy, you know, what were your thoughts on being traded to New York then?
Well, I always loved going to New York, and I loved pitching against the Yankees. And I was having my best year when they traded me at All-Star break to be part of the Yankee pinstripes. And I just went, I got so tight and tense being a Yankee that I couldn't throw the ball very well, unfortunately for me, for George Steinbrenner, and all the fans who I love so much. It just didn't work out good, and then they sent me to Seattle, which is a lovely place to go visit.
Right, it's a great time, no question.
Play ball.
Well, that's an honest answer. So, again, I also want to say thanks for joining us today. It's great to have you here. So we're going to get to your travel product in a few minutes, but I'm curious. You mentioned Seattle. It's a lovely place to visit. I agree. The team charter flights must have been a nice way to get around the country compared to riding the buses and the minors. I'm really curious. Where did your love of travel start? Did it start from being on the road as a player?
Great question for me, because it really started in the minor leagues when we would, mainly in Double A, when I went to Knoxville, Tennessee to play ball, and we would travel by bus, sometimes with no washroom, going all the way into Florida. And we'd go past small towns and look out their windows, see how they lived, looking at the beautiful terrain of Chattanooga and that South in Georgia and Alabama and Tennessee, and I kind of fell in love with travel then, at that time of my life.
So I'll ask you
this question then, because, you know, one of the places that Mary and I truly love to visit over and over again, we'll do it again later this year into September to October, is Hawaii. You know, we're preferential to Maui. Certainly we enjoy the island of Hawaii a lot. Kauai will always hold a special place in our hearts. But I'm told you spent time coaching baseball on the Hawaiian island of Molokai, which is not a very large island in the Hawaiian chain. The population is tiny, so you knew everybody on the island. They knew you. What brought you to Molokai?
Around 5,000 people live on that island, 6,000. Well, I was visiting a friend on the east side. He had an estate called Aoping, where they still had, he would hold weddings. It's an old Chinese home with a grocery store, and it had a gas station. So everybody knew Aoping, and he owned it. I loved being there, helping him with the land. and there was in the paper an ad to be the baseball coach for Moloka High School. And I went and met with Tammy, and it was only me and one other guy, so she had her both coaches right there. So I was coaching baseball in Molokai. Loved the island, unusual place. Of course, you know about the Leper Island.
Sure.
Right.
Highest sea cliffs in the world, the beautiful trail that goes down. Highly recommend anybody visiting, or I would go to visit Molokai just to take that wonderful trip down to the Leper Island, but you have to have a permit, so make sure you do that.
Okay. You've had a really interesting life. This is great. So I guess we're going to get to your travel product here, because you clearly you're not interested in retirement. So you love to travel. You love road trips. I love your slogan. It's called Catch a Nap that you're using. Robert and I have been trying them out. We're using their like catcher mitt like pillows.
It's called the pillow mitt. We love it.
It's a pillow mitt just for our listeners. They're great for car trips. They're great for long flights, even camping, I think, any kind of travel, really. So share, you know, how you came up with this idea, and are you seeing success with the pillow mitt?
Yeah, your hand fits right into it, just like a catcher's glove or a baseball glove. I used a catcher's glove to prop my head up against the window, and about 5 years ago I decided, man, there's got to be a better pillow than what the airlines give you and what I'm seeing at the stores. And I then developed and designed the pillow mitt, shape of a catcher's glove. It works great. The strap I can use as a headband so that I can put the strap around my head and use it under my chin or against the window, or I can attach it to my car headrest or to my carry bag or my backpack. So it's for everybody, old, young, either hand fits into it comfortably. And I use it all the time when I travel, you know, so it's a wonderful product.
Well, and I would say, listen, you know, if you're, you know, a lot of times, I mean, I coached my kids in Little League for years, and we, you know, listen, you appreciate it, Steve. We made it 4 years in a row to the championship game.
Wow.
Did not win the championship. And none of that. So I feel like I'm almost back to the Buffalo Bill days and so forth, right? You get there four times. But I bring it up because, you know, Little Leagues or just other organizations, they're always looking for fundraising ideas. I could see it certainly is a great idea for that for sure. But it's a terrific way. And, you know, folks, stevetrout.com. It's a very easy website, stevetrout.com. You go there, you can actually see the pillow mitt. You know, you were kind enough to send us two of them. We've been using them. Really do enjoy them. And, you know, it's great, as you just said, with that strap. There's no way that you're not going to be able to at least find a comfortable angle for your neck with this pillow.
And the size. I like the size. Yeah. I feel like the size is perfect. They're not too big. It's not too small.
Easy
it's
to
perfect
carry,
for your neck. Yeah, it's great. Good design.
Washable, it's dryable, it squeezes down to fit into a small carry bag, even a purse.
Yep.
And, you know, I see people with their head tilted all the way to the side, and I want to say, man, you need to have this pillow, but I don't sell them on the airlines.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Hey, Steve, what do they cost for folks?
They're $20 on my website, and then I will, or $25, but that includes the shipping.
Okay. So for $25, you got, as you said, you can wash it, you can dry it, it folds down. So that's certainly terrific. Again, folks, the pillow mitt, you want to take a look at that. It looks just like a catcher's mitt, as you say, put your hand into it. So Steve, I'm going to ask, you know, I know you grew up in a baseball family. Your dad was also a ball player. I played baseball in college, but God did not give me anywhere near the same ability that you had, because certainly professional sports was not in my future. But, you know, looking back, what did you most enjoy about being a major leaguer and of all the places that it was able to take you?
Well, it did. It took me all over this wonderful country of ours, and I've given baseball clinics in Costa Rica and Panama and even in Bangkok, Thailand. The meeting people along the way, being asked to do things for kids, maybe a hospital visit to hand out baseballs, those things to me were just part of the great part of being a baseball player, that what it offered you, what it brought to you and to your the way you could go
right.
And meet people, and they would already think, wow, you know, we see you on TV, you're a baseball player, and they would immediately like being around you, and I thought that was a great part of it.
Well, and if you could go back right now to your playing days, Steve, how much would you have loved to have had a pillow mitt, not just for you, but for all your teammates?
Especially on the bus rides.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping still to have all the Cub players use one as they travel. Like I said, the airplane travel was pillow was no good. But, yeah, we did. At first, we did have commercial flights, and then we went to charter, which really made traveling a lot easier
Oh, no, listen, I'm sure that made a major difference. Well, Steve, listen, it's been very nice to connect with you. Really appreciate you being a show fan out there of our program. So thank you for that. Folks, the Pillow Mitt, you know, go buy one, go buy, you know, 10. Steve would love if you buy, you know, a couple cases of them. Website, stevetrout.com, stevetrout.com. Great connecting with you, Steve. Maybe at some point we'll be out in Chicago again. We'll catch a game there at Wrigley, okay?
We'll take you to the ball game. No problem. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Steve. Take care.
You too. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, that was fun to catch up with Steve, and I remember him well, actually, from that trade that happened. Right now, we're going to take a quick break for some bottom-of-the-hour messages. Next, it's the right stuff, folks. And still to come, Mary and I will talk Alaska before we depart for America's 49th state.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.